Hey, my name's Lily, and I'm with that guy. And Bo and I feel really called to college ministry, and this call actually began when we were in college. We had two very different experiences. Bo became a Christian when he was 18, and he was in the church during college, but he was really struggling to find a Christian community where he felt loved and accepted and where he could really flourish. And it was actually, his church didn't really quite know what to do with him. They kind of expected him to go out and party for a few years and then come back with kids and go to church. So it was a difficult time for him. I myself did not become a Christian until I was 24. And when I was in college, I was a very lost, lonely, brokenhearted girl. And I was interested in a lot of things. Jesus was not one of those things. And when I came to know Jesus, it was fantastic. And when Bo and I came together, we prayed a lot about what we wanted to do in terms of our ministry. And we, at that time, read a theologian, Leslie Newbegin, who states that actually North American universities are the largest mission field of the 21st century. And he thinks that because in our college campuses, we have a lot of young people with heavy burdens on their hearts. They're experiencing a ton of social pressures. We live in a highly individualistic and fragmented culture. Young people really need Jesus, just the way Bo and I desperately needed Jesus in that Christian community. There's tons of young people in our universities who really need the same thing. So that is our call, and the things we want to concentrate on are education. We want to provide a countercultural educational space where we can really discuss the Christian truth claims. And we also want to focus on spiritual renewal, because there's a lot of young people who feel old before they've even experienced their youth. So we want to pray for people, and we want to pray with them, and we want them to know Jesus as their firm foundation and receive healing from the Lord. And the third thing we really want is just a loving Christian community. That's what Bo and I dream about. When we dream about our call, we see 20 young people in our living room at different points of faith, from like the biggest skeptic or scoffer to someone who just really loves the Lord. And we're all collectively moving toward Jesus and growing deeper in him. So we want to form a community where people can feel loved, where they have a place to talk and someone to listen to them. And we love college students and we love universities. So in order to do this ministry, we need just a few things. I'm going to hit you up with those things real quick. The first thing we need is a local parish church that wants to partner with us. And that's the reason why we're here. You might have been wondering, like, what are these people doing here? Well, that's why we're here, because we want to prayerfully discern with you guys if you feel called to partner with us in our vision, too. And the second thing we need is a home, preferably one that's close to campus with affordable rent, a place where we can invite college students. Because if Bo and I do this college ministry, we'll be bivocational to support it. So that's the other thing we'll need. We'll need jobs. So if you hear about a job that Bo and I could do, let us know. And you told us today that we can ask for jobs, so we need to find a job. And the last thing we need is just a small group of committed people, hopefully some college students too, that we can start small and then do this thing together and work from there. So if you feel called hearing about our call and you want to work with us and you feel maybe at all moved or excited, please come and talk to us because we'd really love to hear from you. And thank you so much. We had a really nice weekend. We had a lot of fun. And we're really blessed, so thank you.